Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
What's the worst mistake that you could do on your resume applying for a job?
Lying and getting caught.
Okay, well, the getting caught part is not something that you would actually make the mistake on.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Accidentally putting something on there that's blatantly wrong could really hurt you.
Well,
as
sure.
The 21-year-old Claire Schmidt in California found out.
Uh-oh.
She'd applied for 4 different jobs, but she hadn't heard back from anyone. So she looked over her resume and realized she had made a pretty big mistake.
Uh-oh.
Near the bottom of the second page, instead of a photo of her, she had accidentally uploaded a photo of Miley Cyrus. Specifically an older one of her as Hannah Montana standing next to a horse.
Wow.
She says she knows how it happened. She was taking a break from her job search, and she saw the Miley photo and thought it was funny for some reason.
Yeah.
She wanted to save it to send to a friend, but instead of dragging it to her desktop, she dragged it onto a resume file that was open at the time.
I can see how that happened.
She said she almost cried when she realized, because who would hire someone that obsessed with Miley Cyrus?
Now, my thinking was I wouldn't hire her because she apparently doesn't go over her own work. She doesn't.
I don't think that's why
She doesn't pay attention to detail.
Yeah, okay. That she was basically a huge Miley Cyrus fan.
Wow.
And anyone who would add a picture of Hannah Montana onto their resume was probably psycho.
That's true, too.
But it's very funny because when you think about it, most people do at least exaggerate on their resume, but to claim you're Miley Cyrus is pretty extreme.
Exaggerate, that's a nice word for lie.
Well, yeah, it sounds a lot better.
Okay,
I
like it better.
You know what? You changed that job title to make it just enhance it a little bit where it wasn't really that. You
or
know?
Maybe you worked 5 years as some low position, but for the last 2 months you had a slightly higher position. But you make it seem like the whole 5 years was that higher position.
All about details.
And again, I like the term exaggerate or embellish is another nice word.
I like that one too.
You know, embellish the resume a little bit. But they say there's some other things you should never put on your resume.
All right.
And some of these I agree with. Some of them I think it could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a link to your OnlyFans page.
Okay, that ain't good.
That could get you hired in the wrong situation. Your prison nickname is not usually a good idea to put on your resume.
All right.
Depending on where you're applying, I guess.
Yeah, beef.
You should not put what the voices in your head tell you about other people on your resume. I wouldn't even mention them at all.
Yeah, true.
I've got a reference here. It's the voice in my head says I'm a good employee.
Also on your resume, you probably shouldn't put who you think was really behind 9/11. I mean, you may think it, but you probably don't need to share it with someone who's looking to employ you.
I think any conspiracy theory or anything out there that's that just, I don't know. Like, you, the person didn't land on the moon, stuff like that.
Right.
Anything political.
A lot of the things Cato says on the show.
I mean, I wouldn't write it down for people to know about it.
Right, exactly.
Good thing you have a job, Cato.
Yeah.
Another thing you might not want to mention on your resume, unless you're really sure of it, is the titles that you hold in competitive fingernail growing or competitive toenail growing.
Ooh,
those aren't usually a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Also, you probably shouldn't mention any of your years as a dialogue coach at Nickelodeon, or maybe not even anything about it. I don't know.
Too soon, Tom.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But basically, the Miley Cyrus thing is pretty high up there on mistakes. She said that she has changed her resume and fixed it, but she still hasn't heard from any of those four companies. So
well, sure.
I think the damage was done. And maybe they think, like Cato said now, well, she's not an attention to detail person.
But sometimes when you are sending pictures, it's like the picture's so small, you can't really tell.
Well, then you're not sending a good enough picture.
Because, you know, you'll have to choose for like 100 of them on your cell phone, and like, you know, you got to pick the right one.
I think the worst thing is sometimes you'll save a picture and it'll be like, BC49867GO3 star sign, blah, blah, blah. And so you're like, it doesn't really help you pick the right one, and you can accidentally just click on the wrong one.
Well, sure.
It'd be better if it was named like Miley Cyrus 2 or something.
But I will say, if I were a marketing company, I'd hire her because she's making national news just off this
blast. That's true. Hey, you know, we got a lot of boost out of the time that you and I drove blindfolded, Cato.
Just talking about that last night.
Yeah, it was a huge mistake that turned into a big boost for us marketing-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in fact, a lot of our stuff has been mistakes that made us better.
I mean, you went to jail, but I mean, other than that, it was funny.
Yeah, I did a lot of community service. If you see any trees downtown at the park, I planted a lot of those.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
You should put those pictures up on your resume. I'm great at landscaping.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This is disturbing to find out because I think most of us expect 911 to work in an emergency.
Yeah.
Now, granted, if you have an emergency at your house, you can count on 911. But if something bigger happened, if something maybe like an explosion or some kind of an attack happened, you would expect 911 to continue working and help you get in touch with authorities.
I hope so.
Apparently, it doesn't take much to knock 911 out. In Nebraska, and also parts of Nevada and South Dakota, the simple installation of a light pole that cuts some fiber optics shut down 911 for those three states.
Oh, no.
There was an outage of 911 systems in Nevada, South Dakota, and Nebraska, and it was a company that was supporting those systems said the installation of a light pole that must have cut a fiber line, and the outage lasted for almost 3 hours as officials worked hard to fix it as quickly as possible.
They must not have called 811 before they started digging.
I guess not.
Yeah. Don't they see those commercials?
Yeah.
So they say, in case this ever happens, then you can try to text 911 instead. And that they may still get the message and will try to get back in touch with you.
I have no idea.
But that's kind of scary to think that even something like a gas line explosion or a water main breaking could, in theory, take out 911 for several states.
You know, sometimes my fat thumbs don't know how to get the letters right. I can see me deleting that's not how you spell it.
Yeah.
Emergency. Can you come? I don't see that.
Oh, you're talking about the message on texting.
Yeah, the message. Yeah, like 911.
If you deleted your phone information for 911 or 911, I would hope you would remember it.
But no, I'm just saying.
It's like Homer Simpson calling, what's the number for 911?
But you think about if you're having a heart attack or something. You're like, you text them, I'm having a heart attack right now, and you're just like, nothing? And no one's keeping you on the line?
I guess if you just go,
just text a heart emoji and an electric emoji or something and hope they figure it out. But it's disturbing to think that something as important as 911 could be taken out by something as small as one light pole installation cutting a wire.
Have you ever called 911?
I don't think so.
I don't think I ever have.
I would never call unless there was something pretty bad happening in front of me.
I just know I panic every time because we're in charge of the Oconee County nuclear plant or whatever, and they got this phone over here.
Well, that's not exactly how I'd put it. We're not in charge of anything. something with a nuclear plant, just to let you know so you can breathe easier.
We're in charge to get the word out to everybody.
We have a phone
frequency
links directly to that, and they call us if there's a problem.
Yeah, and it's over here on my side.
Yeah.
And it's like a hot phone or whatever.
Hotline.
And I'm scared.
You're in safe hands, folks.
We're scared.
Yeah. I'm like, what
Trust
do I
me,
do?
I would step in if this happened, folks.
I can see Hawk going, you're caller 8. Try again.
Yeah.
You laugh, I cry.
Well, that's why they sometimes run this emergency thing.
Yeah, the test.
Yeah, the emergency test. Thing, yeah.
We remember we've had engineers in the past that say if that phone ever rings, just bend over and kiss your butt goodbye because there's possibly a nuclear leak.
But it's our job to tell everybody to kiss their butt goodbye.
Yeah.
All right, we'd like to tell everybody, got a special announcement, man. Assume the position.
All joking aside, I am here, folks. I'd make sure that Hawk didn't mess it up.
Remember the time it started ringing while we were on the air?
Yeah.
We were scared.
It was for a test.
It was for a test, but you
could not drive a straight pin up my bottom that day.
Why would anyone do that?
I hurt my back trying to bend over. I'm like, wow, I don't think this is going to work. Okay. I'm going to have somebody else kiss my butt.
I am glad Tom's in charge here. Like, if that phone goes off, I give you the right to just take over.
I will. Yeah.
Tom, answer, hello?
At least I wouldn't say caller 8.
No.
Wow.
Well,
good luck, people.
I know.
We're in charge.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If we had to describe the weather here in the room today, we're rather foggy.
I agree.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's just a brain fart. That could be what happens. It happens to all of us, and I have the common brain farts that we have.
No.
Okay. Sometimes when you're calling someone, you forget who you called. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, it's ringing, and you think about something else, and then the answer, you're like...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've done it.
I've been on hold with customer service so long, by the time they answer, I'm like, I don't remember what I was calling for.
Well, they say that is normal. That happens to us all. So if you forget who you're calling sometimes, not to worry about that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I worry about those.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that one.
I want to. Okay. Because it's really weird. You're like, golly, my brain ain't working.
Now that's bad. All right, talking about your brain farts here. You're walking into a room, forget why you're in that room.
Yeah.
That's normal, too. It's okay. It happens to all of us.
I actually read about that. When you walk through a doorway, it almost resets your brain. So a new room resets you. So it's not us. It's the room.
I don't buy all this. It sounds like they're just trying to make us feel better because our brains are not working anymore. But they want you to feel not too bad about it.
I don't feel bad.
Well, it works. You can feel bad about this one. If you forget or get lost on your normal commute that you make every day, that's one that you need to worry about, they say. When you have to turn the GPS on, like... I can't remember which way I go here.
Okay, I don't have that one, thank God.
It's not that I forget. I just forget where I'm going. Like, I'll come out here to 385 to visit friends that live down on Bridges Road, and I'll exit off and come into the station. And I'm like, it's the middle of the day. Why am I going? Yeah. I'm pulling into the radio station thinking I'm going to work.
Well, if you forget your, like, familiar routes, they say it could be a signal and a drop-off in your spatial memory, which is not good. And it messes with your, I guess, navigational skills as well. If you are having that, they say you need to go see a doctor because that leads to something else later on down the road. All right, how about you're late for work and you can't find your cell phone or your keys?
I think that's normal.
Okay. That one is normal.
That's never happened.
It isn't really a memory problem. It's how well you pay attention. When people are stressed out, a lot of times they'll be doing a lot of stuff all at once. You got 17 different things going on and five balls up in the air.
Wow.
And you're trying to figure out, you know.
You're a juggler.
Yeah. And you may not really record in your memory where you put the keys or the cell phone or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they say that is normal if you're having that problem. Is you're just stressed out. So you're
kind
of going there. But glasses on your head sometimes? No. That's a different story right there.
I would think that one's okay, too.
Okay. Where are my glasses? On my head. Say you can't remember driving home. That's kind of what you were talking about, Cato.
Very normal.
Or driving to work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They say temporary amnesia. It's just a lack of focus.
And I'm just hoping I wasn't swerving from lane to lane. I hope myself consciously I stayed in the lane and the correct amount of speed and distance from other drivers.
I think most of the time this comes from doing a repetitive thing that you do all the time and you were daydreaming about something else, but you were still controlling it when you were doing it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think that's a problem.
I don't think so
either. All right. We're talking about most common brain farts you have out there. You have no idea where you parked. You come out of the store and like, where did I park?
I have walked to the wrong parking garage before and made laps thinking that I'm over there and I wasn't.
Tori's might be extreme, but I think that's a normal thing for most of us.
I've gotten to the wrong car before.
It is a little confusing when your keys don't work.
Let me say, you folks need to lock your cars because not everybody's doing it. I'm sitting there pushing the button and everything. But I keep mine relatively clean, so I don't have a bunch of junk in there.
Yeah.
That might be a good reason to have junk in your car so you can recognize it. Oh, that's my junk.
I think this one's normal because we do this so often that it's hard to every time store where you parked the next time.
That's what the experts say. Just think about it. How many places you parked last week. So you're parking all the time. That's why you lose track of that and you have a brain fart there.
If it's somewhere I go off, like the mall, I normally park in the same area every
really?
Time just so I know where I'm at.
Okay.
That's usually right outside Cheesecake Factory and Grill Marks because usually I have to stop at Grill Marks to get a drink.
You get mad like somebody got my parking space.
Yeah. Not the same space, but the same general area.
All right. Final brain fart that we have. You can't quite find the right word.
I'm going to say that is normal, but I don't like it at all.
Everyone experiences it, but stress scrambles the message even more, they say. If you can't find the right word, then you're stressing out because you can't find the right word. That's why these details often pop back into your head a little bit later on when the pressure's off. Especially like what we talked about the other day is like, oh, you got the perfect comeback after someone's, you know, talked down to you and like, oh, man, I should have said that because you remember it as you're driving home.
I'm going to say this, though. I think you should actually talk to a doctor about that. My mom has something going on like that where she struggles to find the right word. And they did a scan and she has cholesterol in her brain. And it's causing her not to be able to find or access those words. But the good thing is it's treatable with the same medicines they treat for cholesterol in your heart. You use the statins and it helps fix the brain problem. So that's treatable if it happens to be that thing.
Well, and they say if it happens quite often where you can't find the right word, that's when you do need to see the doctor.
Paul.
I've made a living out of it.
Make an appointment.
I can't even. How about when we get the time right? I'm like, that's a serious problem. Now, I'm sorry. I know I'm responsible for everybody here in the upstate to know what time it is. And I drop the ball all the time.
Yeah.
I only got four balls up in the air, not five.
Wow.
Well, that's probably good, too. You should see a doctor about that.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.